We are on with Todd Cunningham, who is Executive Director of Arts Alliance Tulsa. Can you start, Todd, by telling us what is Arts Alliance Tulsa? Because I was looking at the list of member organizations. It's pretty extensive.
Yeah, we started, we're in our fourth campaign. We do one annually, and the easiest way to explain it is we're kind of like the United Way for the arts, where the United Way does such wonderful work for social services. We try to do the same thing for the arts and provide supplemental funding to 40 arts organizations in town so that they can do everything from pay their rent to hire a grant writer to just do things that help them make their organizations better and to sustain the arts at the level that Tulsa has come to know them.
And for a city our size, we have a pretty amazing art scene, really, right?
We have a ridiculously amazing art scene. We're so fortunate, and there's the statistic that gets printed all the time that we're the smallest large city in the country that has an opera, a ballet, and a symphony. So we're grateful for that. And then beyond that, we have so many organizations that do so many interesting and varied forms of art. And we're really thrilled that we're able to support so many of them.
All right. So the Arts Alliance, I liked your description, it's kind of like the United Way, but for the arts. Holds an annual fundraiser, or I'm guessing you're raising funds all year long, but once a year you do something like a big shebang, and this weekend is the brunch. Kind of tell folks what the brunch is, where it's happening, and what it is.
Well, this is our fourth year to have it, and in the very first year we started, Tulsa's such a charitable city that we've got to be the gala capital of the world, because it seems like every weekend there is a gala of some sort to raise money for some worthy cause. And so when we started, we were kind of the new kid on, well, we were the new kid on the block. And so we started looking for a way that we could do something to raise funds that would give people that experience, but that would be different. And so we went with the brunch format, and also started with the very first year bringing in a celebrity that people might not otherwise get to see. So like the first year we had Danny Glover. He was great. The second year we had Olivia Jordan, who's our own Miss USA and Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, now actress and supermodel, and grew up here. And she was absolutely wonderful. Last year we had LeVar Burton. And then this year we are super excited to have Ralph Macchio as our keynote speaker. And then an added bonus that he and S.E. Hinton are going to do sort of an actor studio style sit down interview, and they have worked with us and picked their five most favored scenes, or the scenes that they feel are most important to the outsiders. And they're going to talk about the experience of making the outsiders here, what's been 36 years ago. And also why these so many different scenes and these ones they've picked out were not only important to them, but important to the story and important to life. And they put a lot of thought into it. And it was really fun to work with them to be able to pull these together. So we'll end with that. Ralph will give his keynote speech before that. And he's excited to do that, just to come talk to Tulsa and tell the world how important Tulsa is to him. And it's, I can tell you it's so important to him that he's bringing his whole family. And so they're all coming. So we're just going to be up to our ears in Macchio's for a couple of days.
Well, that's kind of awesome. And for those who don't know, Ralph Macchio, well-known actor, was in the movie The Outsiders, which was, as you mentioned, shot here in Tulsa, based on a book written by S.E. Hinton. That's her connection.
Right.
She wrote under the name, the nom de plume, if you will, of S.E., because she was female and very, very young. And at the time, she was worried that nobody would take her seriously as a writer if they knew that she was young female. But she wrote that book. And then there was a follow-up book, if I remember. That was Then, This Is Now. I will tell you, full disclosure, I'm of an age where those books were published when I was the perfect age to read them, and read them both and ate them up, thought they were fantastic. And I had no idea S.E. Hinton was a girl. Not sure it would have stopped me from reading the books. Just saying. But that was kind of my first introduction to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I was living up in Bozeman, Montana at the time. So they definitely have an interesting connection to our city. And so this event is at the Hyatt Regency downtown. I think doors at 10:30, is that right, on Saturday?
That is correct, yeah. We start kind of at 10 o'clock, people gather. So we have mimosas and pre-cocktails and also pre-entertainment and also a market of some of our artists bring their wares and have them on display and also available for sale. So we kind of start with that. Then we open the doors and then we start the program starts at 11.
Yeah. And let's not forget, this is Mayfest weekend. So I'm guessing that you didn't have too much trouble finding artists who are going to be in the area this Saturday.
Yeah. Except it gets a little difficult when you have to get them in two places at one time, but beyond that, yes, we've always done this on Mayfest weekend because we have it at the Hyatt and we pay for the parking. We've always thought that was a kind of an added bonus for both us and Mayfest. And we always encourage people to come park, let us pay for your parking. You go, come to the brunch, enjoy a short program and have your picture taken with a celebrity and get to learn more about Arts Alliance and what we do and get to meet our member organizations. And then when you're done with that, head off to Mayfest and your car's already parked. So.
Right. So the organizations will be represented as well. Will they have like booths or information and stuff that where, you know, people can learn more about, you know, the opera and the Heller Theater and all the different organizations that are involved?
Well, we actually honor the organizations during that day. So the ones we've asked to have a booth, they are the ones who actually have wares to sell. For example, like Tulsa Girls Art School and Tack Gallery and groups like that have things that they can sell. Last year we had glass blowing and had a person who was blowing glass live there in the Hyatt lobby. They're not able to join us this year, but that was a big hit. So, and we have harpists and pretty much every type of art that you can imagine. And then on top of that, because we are the arts, we also have a kind of a unique performance section of the event that we think is going to be really well received this year. It was very popular last year. So we try to display all of our organizations in one way or another. It may not be a booth, but they all get highlighted and honored and spoken about. And we also give out Volunteer of the Year awards to each of the organization, someone they choose from within their organization, and we give them an award thanking them for their volunteer hours and their dedication to their particular organization that they most cherish.
Okay, so the event is not is not free. This is a fundraiser. So
right.
The tickets are what? I think I saw $250.
Yeah, that's the open ticket price, and then we have sponsors beyond that, and we don't charge our member organizations that just because it's too much to ask, but yeah, that's the open price on it. If you wanted to come and spend the day with Ralph Macchio and Essie Hinton and a whole lot of other really cool stuff. And not to mention, I have to say, the Hyatt puts together one of the best brunches I've ever had.
It's going to be a pretty decent brunch on top of all that. And, you know, mimosas and Bloody Marys. And, I mean, sounds like a great way to spend a Saturday morning.
The mimosas and Bloody Marys are endless. So, you know, you can get your $250 worth real quick.
If I drank $25 worth of mimosa, they'd have to, like, get me a room, I think, because I'm
well,
a lightweight when it comes to champagne.
Sure, I get that. But, you know, you got to get Ralph Macchio here, and that takes a dime or two.
So. I would imagine so. All right, so he brought his whole family. That's very cool. That's a great story. all right, well, I think I know more than I did before, and Todd, I appreciate it. Anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I just appreciate you guys taking the time and your interest in what we're doing, and Arts Alliance is going to continue to support the kind of incredible renaissance that continues to happen in Tulsa with the arts and the arts district and the Gathering Place and all the things that are happening that we're just all so very fortunate to be alive during this time while all of this amazing things are happening. And we very much appreciate the support of Tulsa and its support of the arts.